How was a man with 10% of a brain able to function normally? What did 16th century Arctic explorers eat that made their skin fall off? Why did Columbus think the Earth had a nipple like a breast? Learn the history behind these stories and well over 100 more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Check out my other book too, link in the description. First there was Candace Owens might be an idiot. Then there was, yep, she's an idiot. Last time I checked, she still is an idiot. Well, folks, her character arc is basically complete. She has now gone essentially full flat Earth. The setup here is for a little while she's been talking about the Blue Origins all-female spaceflight, which I haven't paid any attention to. I've seen outrage in every end of the spectrum. The leftists are saying, wow, nobody can afford to buy a house and you guys are going to space? Fuck you. People on the mainstream right are hating them because the lady who's the news anchor host, I don't know her name, she keeps calling herself an astronaut, which is pretty despicable. And then the conspiracy people are saying that they didn't actually go into space. Now, what's kind of funny about this is Candace never says that she thought the whole thing was fake. But what she does is she plays this little clip of Matt Walsh talking about the part where the news anchor keeps calling herself an astronaut and she's not. And Candace, like, agrees. But then she says, well, I have this gripe with Matt Walsh because you say she's a fake astronaut. But I say, and this is pretty much where it begins.
But here's my bone to pick with Matt Walsh. We have a long-running beef on the topic of NASA and moon landings because he thinks they happened. And listen, when the guys did it, it was fake and gay. I'm sorry, Matt, and it's time for you to admit it. It was just as bad. You just weren't alive for it, okay?
Yep, there we go. Moon landing never happened. Space is fake and gay, just like the dinosaurs are fake and gay. The concept of Candace Owens being a decent human being who has the right to breathe oxygen. That concept is fake and gay. But let's hear her out.
Homies were on the moon making phone calls before the time of cell phones. Like, hey, what's up, Prez?
Yeah, like you can send a radio communication wherever you want. Telegraphs, whatever you call it. Radio communication. That had been around for more than half a century before we landed on the moon, well over half a century.
Me on the moon with a flag, no issues. First time we've ever flown this thing, yeah.
For crying out loud. It was Apollo 11, Candace. So, you know, there were 10 before that. The first one fucking blew up. That's very much Houston, we have a problem. Now, the quote, Houston, we have a problem, that didn't happen until Apollo 13. So you can't say it for, like, right away. But no, they were definitely, it wasn't without issues. And no, it wasn't the first time. Apollo 8 went to the moon and back. That's where we get the famous Earthrise photo. Apollo 10, I mean, it had the Eagle, it had the lander and everything. It detached from the command module. It went into orbit around the moon. It didn't touch down, but then it came back. It wasn't the first time. They tested all kinds of things. Somebody had to be, like, one of them had to be the first to actually land on the moon. So, as usual, just everything she's saying is untrue.
Yeah, I don't know. We just got through the belt pretty easily.
Oh, man, the belt. Yeah, the Van Allen belts. So, there's radiation, there's high energy protons and electrons inside the Van Allen belts. But if you look at the flight path, you can see that they didn't fly, like, directly through the thickest part of the Van Allen belts. But not only that, they're going at incredible speed, so they passed through them in, like, 30 minutes. Or they spent a total time of about 30 minutes in them, I believe it was. But also, the aluminum of the spacecraft, and I don't know if NASA invented Mylar, but there's a Mylar-like material, and that does a pretty good job of shielding, too. It can hold helium inside of balloons, and helium is the second smallest atom, right? So it's going to do an okay job of blocking protons. as well. But again, with the high speed they were going through there, the Apollo astronauts, they got a dose of radiation of about one or two CT scans or something like that. Well, probably more than one or two, but just a few CT scans. Not ideal, but not life-threatening.
And until Matt Walsh accepts that the mission in 69 was also fake and gay, I don't care. I can't defend you. Even if I fully agree with you about Gail King, I won't.
Gosh, it's just so unbelievably, like, you can't even laugh at how stupid she is because she's so vile in her stupidity.
Literally cannot defend you. Okay, you must come to terms with the fact that NASA and space missions have always been this bacon gay. You just weren't alive for the original ones, and you need to learn the history of NASA, of the Apollo programs, which were occult and satanic.
A NASA cult? What the hell? I mean,
was literally meant to be an antichrist movement to make people believe in man.
What kind of person doesn't believe in human beings? We got April. Candace must be April's evil twin sister. Candace would be the evil one, right? Homo sapiens never existed, bruv.
This is a skull of an ape right here, too. It's called a Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens never existed, bruv. They've never existed.
Yeah, so, man, I've heard a lot of stuff about Werner von Braun, however you say his name, but a satanic cult designed to make people believe in humans. I've never heard that one before.
It's a fact. I'm going to show you guys. It's like, you can look this up anywhere. Look up Jack Parsons and the Apollo program. They just wanted people to believe in scientific advancement.
What kind of person wouldn't want people to believe in scientific advancement? Well, I mean, we're looking at, jeez. Jack Parsons was a rocket engineer and a Thelemite occultist, whatever. He died in 1952. The Gemini program didn't even start until the 60s. Even the Mercury project began after he died.
The guy who created the Apollo program was this guy, Jack Parsons. Can you pull up this clip, Skylar?
What the he did not create the Apollo program. He was long dead.
You know, this is from a podcast, the Science History Institute Museum.
Wow. Okay. I gotta tell you guys something. It's unfortunate to have the Science History Institute tainted by this unbearable taint of a human being, Candace Owens. But the Science History Institute, specifically the Disappearing Spoon podcast, is fan-freaking-tastic. It's narrated by Sam Keen, who's from South Dakota, like I am, and his pop science books, I have bought and read every single one of them. They are extremely good. Really good. The best pop science I've ever read. And he loves going into stuff you've never heard before. But a lot of it is figures and stories you've heard before, but stories behind them you've never heard before. I haven't listened to this episode, which is weird because I've listened to every episode, but they go on pretty long breaks, so maybe some episodes have been released in the interim that I wasn't aware of. So I'm being serious. I really can't recommend his stuff enough and that podcast enough. It sucks to see Candace Owens associating with it, but whatever.
Damon Library. This is one of their podcasts, and you scroll down here, and you, again, are probably going to have to make this bigger for my eyes, but at the top here, you know, Jack Parsons was a brilliant rocket scientist, but he lived a wild lifestyle with a devil-may-care attitude. He was pretty relaxed about safety and dabbled in drugs, occult practices, and sex cult rituals. It would all eventually catch up with him, though, and quite literally, they were throwing these sex rituals, and he believed that he had summoned the devil.
All that aside, he didn't found NASA. He was dead over a decade before we went to the moon. And he didn't start the Apollo program either, or its predecessor, or its predecessor's predecessor.
And the devil told him that he needed to create a moon child. next thing you know, they're telling us we made it to the moon. I mean, you got to look into Jack Parsons and the origin of NASA. I'm telling you, space has always been exceedingly fake and gay. It was fake and gay when the men did it, and it's now fake and gay because the women did it. So go back and watch our NASA episode to learn more about the establishment of the Apollo program and why it's always been occult and satanic and about devil worship and about the Antichrist. It's just undeniable. It's like a part of history that's just real. So,
yep.
I'm challenging you, Matt Walsh, once again, until you say, Candace, you were right. Space is not real. I'm just a guy and grew up with...
See, there we go. It's not just that we didn't go to the moon. It's her saying that space itself isn't real. She's just going to come right out and say she's a flat earther soon. And then hopefully she loses at least half of her supporters.
He wanted to take the spirit of Babylon, the goddess that they worshipped, and instill it into a human being. In short, he wanted to impregnate a woman that he believed to have certain powers so that she would give birth to a child that would embody the forces of Babylon.
Therefore, there's no such thing as space. Got it.
Little astronaut figurines, and I can't let it go because a little boy in me doesn't want to say no. All right, guys. We all look like someone, you know? My sisters used to pick on me and tell me I look like an ant, you know? Like, she used to tell me I look like Bala from Ants. Just, like, everyone looks like someone.
I mean, kind of, but I was thinking more... Yeah, that's a little more accurate. Well, Candace, they could never make me like you. See you tomorrow.